When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, 4 o'clock is our deadline. We turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So we've got 1 hour left to go on the show. I'm not a math major, but I can figure that out. We've been talking basketball. We've been talking Rocket-centric basketball.
Yeah.
We have not talked about the fact that the Detroit Pistons have acquired a guard by the name of Avery Bradley, which I give you credit for. You said yesterday was the guy that might be the most likely to move out of Boston after everybody was advertising it as Jay Crowder.
Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I think Marcus Smart shushed me when I said it. I think you put your finger on my lips and said, shh.
If I ever put my finger on your lips, then there's something drastically wrong with me.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
And I'm pretty sure that's not.
Oh.
So then again, we get into the fake news thing.
Nick, do you remember that happening like that?
Him putting his finger on your lips?
Shushing me.
Absolutely, yeah.
I told you.
Okay. Okay, I see how it is. All right. Well, we're back to 2-on-1 as the usual suspect rolls on. Let's see.
Just saying how I remember it.
Fantasies are a different thing. So we got Avery Bradley going to the Pistons, the Celtics clearing room, but not done. They also take back Marcus Morris, one of the greatest draft picks in the history of the Houston Rockets, if you listen to Kurt Lowe.
Did he really say that?
Well, he said, you don't understand the value of Marcus Morris. This is a guy who could start for three quarters of the teams in this league. I believe he said it on the air, Nick, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he said it on the air.
Bro.
I said, same draft. Would you rather have Nick Vucevic, Kawhi Leonard, or Marcus Morris starting for your team? Well, that's not the point, Joe. That's not the point what I'm talking about here. Well, actually, it is. So then you've got a crazy move. Memphis, who's basically now, Boston is supposedly in the market to try and acquire Marc Gasol, who Memphis is shopping as well. I guess Memphis is just completely starting over.
It appears.
Zebo's gone. Tony Allen maybe going to the Clippers. And their mainstay of their core of the grindhouse and the grinding gang of defense and all that other stuff, they're now shopping Marc Gasol. They've signed Tyreke Evans. Good luck to you with that. The ultimate tweener at a guard position who can't shoot but likes to and can't handle it well enough to be a point guard, but has made a lot of money in this league, settles for $3.3 million a year. So there's the both ends of the spectrum deals out there to be had. But it's interesting, like we were talking about, there's just been so many moves, and it just seems like nonstop every day there's more. Vince Carter's 40 years old. Vince Carter's going to get in the Hall of Fame when all is said and done because he's going to play for 37 years.
You can't deny him.
No.
He's going to be in the Hall just for longevity.
People aren't going to look at the numbers in terms of the real numbers, like how many years did this fool play in the league?
Right.
They're just going to realize he may be the all-time leading scorer in league history and rebounder at the end of it because he's played 37 years in the league. Half man, half amazing. He still gets contracts, but he's still in the league.
Half turtle.
1 year, $8 million from the Kings.
Half turtle because he's going to live forever.
When all this is said and done, there may be more Grizzlies in Sacramento than there are in Memphis because they now have Vince Carter. They have Zach Randolph. Yeah. They have their ex-coach and Dave Yeager. And he seems to still be pretty pleased with the guys he had when he was with the Grizz.
Good for them. Sacramento's going to try to.
They're
challenging for relevancy.
I'd like to see them be somewhat relevant.
Sacramento?
Just,
why do you care?
Because any team, any franchise that's been down that long, it's nice to see them at least have a little turn on the upward tick. Because that's got to be really hard for anybody that's been
the last
fan
time
of that team.
Relevant
Weber? With Chris Weber and Peja and all those guys.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys just repeated that.
Somebody said glad to see Devo getting voted into the All-Star game. He wasn't voted, but he was selected.
Which
he was added to the team. Yeah, so that makes six Astros now. Yeah, Astros are well represented. He said, do you think there is a legit chance the Astros could see two players from this team make a good push for the MVP race? I think so. It's just going to be which two, right? Because I think you could see, you know, two top 10 MVP caliber players or two guys finish in the top 10 from this team. But it's going to be, who is it going to be? Is it Springer? Is it Correa, Altuve? All three of those won't. But right now, I think you could, is it Correa and Springer? Is it Springer and Altuve? Is it Altuve and Correa? Which two do you think would be the front runners to be, you know, top 10 in the MVP? Because what's weird is,
I think Altuve, that just his average, his road stats, the things he, again, three hits again last night. It you know, 200 hits a year. Everything he does to get the ignites rallies, get things started. I think, to be honest, Correa really got off to a slow start. It'll be interesting to see the second half of the season. But I would say Altuve and Springer.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at, like, this is what's crazy. So, you know, Mr. Stats guy over here. If you look at their WAR, their wins above replacement, which is kind of the de facto way to overall judge a player and their, you know, what they mean to the game, like where they are. So, put it this way. Aaron Judge is at a 5.2, which is by far the largest WAR in baseball. There are three Astros in the top five in the AL in WAR, which is very surprising. So Jose Altuve is second in the AL at a 4.4. Mookie Betts is third at 4.2. Carlos Correa is tied with Mookie Betts at 4.2. George Springer is fifth at 3.9. That's crazy to think about that. But I'm kind of with you. I think it's Altuve and Springer right now. But Correa is really making that push. He's sixth now in RBIs. You know, his power numbers are improving. He's had a bunch of clutch hits. So, I mean, I know Springer has too. I think there's no doubt that Springer is one of those two guys that should be up for MVP considerations. But it's either Altuve or Correa on that list. And I would have to go Altuve just because defensively, I mean, Correa is good defensively. He still has a few lapses there. But like you said, with the average and the steals and everything else, so. Yeah, it would be awesome to see that. I'm just more concerned. I don't want to turn this into, you know, the Rockets and James Harden and the MVP. I want to see them get the job done and get to the World Series. That's I don't care if none of them get the MVP. That's fine with me. I don't think it right now. It's not even close. Anyways, Aaron Judge is your MVP.
Please don't be the town that worries more about MVPs than titles.
Yeah,
we saw it with the Rockets, and it didn't work out either way. But with this team, that's why you and I were talking about it. I'm always just so hesitant to say where this team is, how far this team can go as it sits right now. I want to pass judgment when I know what team they're taking into the playoffs. But there's a question to be asked, which is what we asked about the Rockets season too. Is this year a successful year as an Astros fan for this team if they don't win it all, but they continue to play the way they're playing in the regular season? If they have this, whether it's record-setting or not, they had this fantastic regular season, but they fall short in the playoffs. Is it a successful season for the Astros? Because I think you evaluate it differently than you would the Rockets. I think Daryl, because he's so public, saying you got to get to the Final Four for it to be a successful season. There's all these different factors to make it a successful season. He puts that seed in the back of your mind. But I think with the Astros, to me, I really feel like regardless of whether they win it all or not, this has been a successful season for the Houston Astros. From where they're coming from to where they are, and the fact that there were still plenty of questions coming into the season about the bottom half of their offensive lineup, I think it's been a successful season.
I mean, yeah. Are you satisfied with it, though? I think that...
Well, that's another question.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I think a successful season is them getting to the World Series. With the lead that they have, with how well they're playing, including having a banged up pitching staff that, you know, hasn't even been complete because McHugh hasn't even been back yet. So you can't really say that they even had the rotation they expected to have coming out of spring training. To have Dallas Keuchel back to his Cy Young form, McCullers pitching much better except for last night. But I think, to a certain degree, it's more successful than last year, you know, and I think that they'll prove to be better than they were in the playoffs 2 years ago. But to me, it's only successful if you do get to the World Series. And and I think that they do need to, you know, if they get swept in the World Series like they did in their previous appearance, yeah, it's great, and that's fantastic, but it almost proves the point that AJ and Lamont were making on Twitter when they were dogging on me. What are you here for? Are you here just for, hey, we did okay, or are you here to win a championship? This is a team that is legitimately built to win a championship, and if you don't, you should be disappointed. You've got three guys that could be MVP candidates. You've got two guys that could be Cy Young candidates. You've got, you know, the bench player, utility man of the year, Marwin Gonzalez. You've got, there's so much going on with this team. They're built for this. They should win it. They should win a World Series.
I don't say they should win it. They should get there. I mean, based on what they're doing, they should get there. I mean, you look at the Nationals. You look at the Dodgers. There's some teams. And you know, I finally finished all three of the 30 for 30s, the Lakers, Celtics. The Lakers had a team that was the best team in basketball one year, and they didn't win it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you look and at teams like the Mariners, the 98
Astros.
That's
the one that gets me every time. This is why I brought that up. I look at all the different statistical categories from a team and individuals when you talk about the same thing with the MVP-type players they had, with the Randy Johnsons for Cy Young and the young A-Rod and the Ken Griffey Juniors, and then go, guess what? You look at all those things that team accomplished in the regular season, they didn't win it.
And that's my point. This Astros team this year is comparable to that Mariners team. And if they don't win it all, it's the same thing. It's the most disappointing. It'll be the most disappointing team in Houston history if they don't do it. I agree. I mean, I believe that because the way that they're built.
So that's why I asked the question. So yeah. Let us know what you think. If you've got an opinion on that or anything else that we've been talking about, basketball, baseball, or entertainment-wise or otherwise, if you're a Blac Chyna fan and feel like she's getting a raw deal, we'll take that call too. All right, Terry, we see you. We'll get to you in a minute. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I like it when we get the juices flowing a little bit around here.
Yeah, I like when we don't agree all the time.
Slinging it around.
I actually appreciate the diversity in opinions.
I appreciate you telling me in the break that
even when
you
actually
hate Daryl Morey. That's cool.
Totally didn't say that. Dot said, come on, guys, there's a lot of baseball between now and October. Yeah, exactly. But when you're out to the lead that they're out, when you've got the team that they have, when you've done what they've done thus far, it to me, anything short of a World Series is a disappointment this year.
Anything short of
winning it, don't be happy.
Right.
Don't be happy if they don't win the World Series. Be happy that they're relevant. Be happy that they're good. Be happy that the 100 lost seasons are behind us, sure. But this team has the best record in baseball through half of the season, over half the season, the best record on the road. They finally lost double digits now on the road after last night's loss. Finally, after 85 games, or 86 games. So I mean,
asked the question. I posed the question for this very reason, because it is worth a discussion, because there are fans out there that we all know, and some of them we know better than others, that think that if you don't win a title, that it wasn't a successful year. And there are others that feel like if that's not your one and only focus and drive, and if you have the talent to back it up and you don't succeed, that you should call it a disappointment.
Like 2 years ago when they won a wild card game and made it to the, and then, you know, choked away.
They sure did.
That series to Kansas City. To me, that was still a successful season for that team. For that team. That was a successful season. Last year was a disappointment compared to what they did the previous year. This year, the start that they've had, the way that they've played, if they don't make it to the World Series, it's a disappointment for this team. In my mind, and maybe some of you know, but in my mind, yes. I want to talk food for a second. Can we talk food?
That was a hell of a nice transition right there.
Smooth.
I just saw this.
Smoother than sandpaper.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I figure we were talking in. Because we got to go to Terry.
Terry.
I forgot. Yeah, we do need to do
that.
This
darn intern.
Call. Yeah, you just.
Javier just put Terry up there.
You keep driving the bus, Chief.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're the one that said to me, "When I have total confidence in you," but then you go and do that. And
do what? Because I saw a food topic.
Forgot about.
Hold on.
Forgot about
hold
Terry.
On. Terry, Jerry. Hold on 1 second. How many times have you ignored a call?
No, you get mad at me because if I don't bring him in right away, even if the topic isn't what we're talking about.
I think we're all, we've all kind of ignored calls before.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm just kidding with you right now because I never said, no, I totally am. Because I never said you couldn't handle it or
if I was late coming in. That's what I heard.
Here we go. Just like you and Nick said that I said something in the break.
When you shushed me.
With my finger, you're right.
That's what I heard. All right. You want to do the call now? You go ahead.
No, no, no. Please keep fighting. Please keep fighting. Do not stop arguing. Please. Jerry, we're going to get to you.
No.
Hang tight.
It's Terry.
Terry, Jerry, hang tight.
Terry, go. What's up?
Go back to the bickering.
No, Jerry.
What's the food problem? What happened? You got some bad Subway? I had a foot-long tuna today, and I had to pull over. I got all emotional from it. I don't know how you eat that junk every single day.
I had a smash burger today, so don't even try.
With fries with grease.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up with you guys' FM signal? Like, it doesn't even, all of a sudden, like a month ago, it doesn't even reach, like, the beltway. Like, I don't even want to call him, but I have just to hear what you people are talking about. I don't know what's so horrible.
Well, Jerry,
your
here's
FM
the thing, Jerry.
How long? Hot dog you were eating the other night.
Have you listened to the whole show today?
Did I listen what?
To the whole show today? Because we talked about it. We said, for basically what you just said, for about the last month, we've had signal issues, and we've got some people that are screwing with our signal. People are working on it daily, but it doesn't do anything for you guys. So we've been encouraging people.
Sorry, then. That was a really stupid comment. I should just hang up and go away.
If you want to go to the buckle, if you want to go to the buckle now, Barry will meet you after the show.
It's not the buckle. It's True Religion. Get it right, Joel.
No, they sell True Religion at the buckle, I'm sure.
I've never been in the buckle, and the fact that you just admitted you go in the buckle.
No, I don't, because you're the one that said at the first call, I'll meet you at the buckle.
Tell him to shut his face,
Jerry. I never said anything about the buckle.
Oh.
I'm all True Religion all day.
Jerry.
Okay, I just got finished with a paper fall. My week is over. I'm going to go home and get ready for a couple of UFC events, and that's always my question with them. What do you think? Do you think Yoel Romero is actually going to win this fight tomorrow? And then also, you got a couple big fights coming up later in the month with Jones and Cormier. I was just curious who you think is going to win that. And then I just heard that GSP is supposed to be fighting the winner of Damian Maia and Tyron Woodley. And I want to see how you think that's going. And then lastly, I don't know, the Astros. With the first round,
Jerry, you only get one. How many questions do you have?
Jerry,
we don't have one.
8 million. I will.
No.
You know what, Barry? Hey, this is for you. This is for you. This is you. You shut that filthy mouth of yours. You shut it.
Hang up on Jerry. Get his ass. Get out of here, Jerry. Get out of here. Did he just call my face filthy? He called my mouth. He called my mouth filthy. Why did you call my mouth filthy? Of all the things, it's not right. Was he asking you for your opinion?
He knows better than that.
Yeah.
That's a you and Nick thing.
Yeah. You think Michael Johnson wins, by the way?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't really pay attention. I'm more into the Yoel Romero fight. That's not up next. That's at 2:13.
Right.
So I didn't really look at the fight this Saturday at all.
Okay. Jerry had way too many questions,
yes,
but
he did.
It was, it did surprise me because I didn't realize it was that Jerry until he started talking.
Yeah,
I was kind of confused on Terry and Jerry. That dude's hilarious though. And he did, I told you guys he sent me a picture, right? Cause he was making fun of how I looked.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Fred, I'm not salty. Okay. Can I talk about this food thing now, please?
Absolutely.
Do I have to have a smooth transition into it?
We got to go to break.
Dude, there are people out here snorting chocolate.
I saw that too. I put it on the list.
People are now snorting chocolate to get high. This Nick Anderson dude, he's 29. He owns a company called Legal Lean. Legal Lean. And he created the Coco Loco, which it's a chocolate snorting powder that basically contains many of the chemicals you find in energy drinks. Surprisingly, doctors are saying it's not a good idea to go around snorting chocolate. They recommend you eat chocolate instead of snorting it. And you can get Coco Loco for $24.99. Now, my question to you guys is, would you try this at least once?
No.
I'm not good. I'm going to say no, though I know it's
how
not.
Much
I
don't, money
Nick
I would.
Is acting like a Virginia. Joel?
Is that going to hurt you, though?
Do they say
that it's supposed to give you a high?
And it's not regulated by the FDA. But neither are the energy drinks.
But is it supposed to give you a high or energy or both? Or
it says, Anderson told the Washington Post the buzz lasts around 30 minutes to an hour. He said it makes you feel euphoric, but also motivated to get things done. So, yeah, you're
well, then
pretty
Nick
much,
is definitely not
you're
trying
just doing
it,
Nick's like, me, get things done? Are you kidding? Not
there's
this
no
pothead.
There's no time for turning over that leaf.
Not this pothead. No. Why start now?
I didn't say that.
Why get things done now? I mean, heck. I think we should try this. I think we should order a jar of Coco Loco for $25, and the three of us snort it before a show.
You
can snort it, and
watch you.
Well, I tell you what, I buy it.
I know someone that'll come in here and give it. Give me a scoop.
I'll make you
two.
A deal
I'll
right
snort
now.
It.
On the air, Nick, I'll make you a deal. You buy the Coco Loco, and I'll snort it right first segment of a show, and we'll see what happens over
deal.
There. Okay.
Done.
Okay. Do it.
I'll look it up.
Coco Loco.
Should I buy it online?
Yeah, but you have to give it to me closed because you're not putting anything in there. It has to be completely sealed. You're not putting any Coke in there.
It's getting
me
it
addicted.
Came from them. I got it like this, Barry.
What happened to Barry? His producer got him hooked on crack.
I can see the show the day we're going to do this. Nick comes in right before we go on the air. He's got it in his hand. Hey, Barry. Yeah. I need you to.
No. I know it's called.
I just opened it.
I know it's just chocolate, but don't worry about it being white. It's white chocolate. Are you sure? That's not cocaine. No, it's white chocolate. Is that the street name of it? No, it has to be a sealed jar of Coco Loco, and I will do. I'll have to read the instructions.
You're not worried? I'll be really worried.
I don't know if you do one line or two, like one for each nostril, but we'll
I'll
read
call.
It.
Stop
we'll
there.
No, well, it'll have just it on the jar.
Just do a line per segment.
Oh God, no! I'll do a line or whatever
you'll be
the recommended
by the end of the show.
I'll do the recommended doses. Yeah, hold on now. Do you get that?
See? Now we're going to... That's going to be a bigger factor than if it can actually
that's
do damage
true.
To you.
I would snort...
If he gains weight doing this, he's out.
Oh, I'm out. I'll snort the Coco Loco. I have to see how many calories are in
it. You're only doing
it
once. It's not going to affect you.
Oh, I don't know. If I like it, I might keep doing it. You don't know. But let's get it ordered. Let's do this.
I'll try to have an early shipment by Monday. Seriously, I'll try to order it tonight.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
Today or tonight.
I really believe my wife.
Tell him to come on the show.
Yeah.
Tell him I'll do the line and then he can come on. I'll do it the same segment.
This is how you do it.
Seriously.
Nick, this is how you do it. This is what we were talking about with Spotify. Tell them we will do it on the radio show if they don't charge you for it and they just send it to you.
Just have them, have them send us a jar, send us a jar and we'll do it. Go to break since he's not listening. Go to break. We'll be back right after this. Damn it, he's not listening.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. So we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. We have had quite a good variety of conversation going on.
Fun times indeed.
Without question. And then El Jefe just tries to butt his ass in again. He should just, stay in his lane. LeVar, stay in your lane.
Riley asked a question on Twitter for me. He said, when a comedian says this is a true story, is it really a true story? It's a good question. I would say that most of the time, whatever they're saying is rooted in the truth, but most comedians don't stick to the truth. And the reason is the truth is not funny. That's how you can always tell, like, a comedian when they tell you something versus somebody that's not used to writing jokes or telling funny stories, because a lot of times people that are telling you a funny story or something that happens to them, they include every detail of the truth. As comics, you when you're writing jokes, you learn that the truth isn't funny, so you leave out those details. You just get right to the jokes and the funny because that's what you're after. But a lot of times, the truth isn't all that funny, so you have to embellish or make things up and add to the story. But whatever they're doing is probably rooted in the truth, just not 100% fact. Does that make sense?
Sure it does, which means no guy had his foot on the dashboard.
No, that's not true.
Today,
that's
which
not
means
true.
No one at Subway had toe jam.
That's what?
when that person in line with you had those
I had pictures for that. Well, I had pictures to prove
you
that.
You can't take a picture of your neighbor on the farm and then say that it was someone at Subway.
What?
I mean, there's a lot of things now that we're going to question because of the fact that what you're saying is
I'm
when
talking
you
about
say
on
true
stage.
Story.
Oh. I'm talking about on stage.
Oh, sure you are.
I am.
Okay.
Like when, I don't know. I'm trying
Nick,
to think
what
of
do
a,
you think?
What about what?
That's what I thought. All right, so let's continue to roll.
Boy, I'm going to get you back for that. I'll tell you that right now. I'm
going to
get you
I
back
I love the
that.
Going to break thing. Everyone was so confused about that because you weren't listening, so I thought we would throw it to break and just sit there. But you were listening, and Joel was right in the middle of saying something. So I was like, we'll be back. And you cut the music, and Joel's looking at me like, you dick, I had other things I was going to say. It just caused complete commotion. It was awesome. I loved it. And I'm not even hopped
sure everybody
up on
that's getting the signal did too.
I'm not even hopped up on chocolate powder. All yeah. three of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not yet. Somebody said they got it just fine. They drove around all day listening to the signal, so
that's good.
It
yeah.
is hit or miss.
Someone over by the airport.
Last night I was coming home from the show and I was listening to Freddie and Fritz from the Improv and I had no problems. Came in just fine.
Freddie and Fritz.
Yeah, Freddie Coleman and whatever the other dude's name. What's the other dude that does the show with Freddie Coleman?
I like Freddie Coleman. I don't know the other dude.
Yeah, Freddie Coleman's really
good.
Oh, I
thought you were listening to the HD show.
No.
Freddie D.
It was late. I was coming home like 10:30 at night. But yeah, signal was fine at night. So maybe whoever's being the a-hole and messing up our signal turns it off at like 9 o'clock when they go home.
Or
who
powers
knows?
It down or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the directional signal powered down at night. Yeah. What are you laughing at now?
Nothing. You.
What did I do?
Nothing. I thought you were being a smartass about that.
Me?
What?
Come on. Hey, so the guy who shut down 45 near downtown and proposed to his girl.
Uh-huh. When did that happen?
About a year ago.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly a year ago today.
Uh-huh. Divorce.
No. Admitted responsibility. Apologized for his actions, but had to wait a year on probation. As of today, prosecutors have dismissed the case, agreeing that he has successfully completed all the requirements, including the public apology, so that he would not have to do any further time or face any further punishment. But they did come at him pretty hard.
Good.
Yeah. That was kind of a dumb move. I mean, I understand you want to do something unique and different when you propose, but really, like, having cars, like, drive like Nick, but not drive. Just go diagonal and block off every lane so that the dude can get down on one knee when there's like a mile of cars behind you. Not exactly a smart move.
No, not a genius thing to do. It's just like those guys that were playing beer pong in the middle of the street. Didn't they get in a lot of trouble?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Not only beer pong, but then the same guys put up a mini hoop and were playing one-on-one in the middle of an intersection blocking traffic.
Only thing dumber was the chick that shot the dude who was going to block the bullet with a book or something like that.
I don't know that I saw that one.
Was it the book? Was it a book or I think it was?
Yeah,
a
it
book.
Was a book. But they used
so that they could get their YouTube hits up.
They used a more powerful gun, like the one that was
50 cal, right? A 50 caliber gun,
right? The one that was used in the example, it actually because it was a less powerful gun, so the book could withstand the shot. But then when they actually did it, they used a more powerful
stupid
gun and it went
asses.
Through.
If you get shot and killed doing that, I kind of feel like you deserve to die.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of that's Darwinism.
It's kind of like that Darwin thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, there was a thing I saw. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing if y'all were paying attention.
Are you on a stage?
No, but there was this thing I read on the news where they had recalled hoodies because the drawstrings, these hoodies were made for kids 6 to 12. And they were withdrawing. They were recalling the hoodies because kids were strangling themselves with the drawstrings somehow. And I'm thinking, if your kid's 12 and he hangs himself in a hoodie, that's Darwinism
yeah, that's
taking over.
You.
Like, you've got
you.
A 12-year-old that can't put on a hoodie without hanging himself? That's not that smooth. But they had to recall him.
By
that
the way,
weird.
To wrap that up, though, if the dude had violated any form of his probation in which they made the follow-up date today, if he was convicted, he would have been jailed up to 6 months, fined $2,000 for proposing on the highway. That's pretty stiff right there.
It was only going to be one, but then the chick that he proposed to wasn't all that hot, so they added 1,000.
I think the fantastic moral to the story, at the end of the story, was exactly what you said. He got off, but he really got off because she left him. That would have been the fitting
hell
ending.
Yeah, well, you know what you were getting into. Look at his dumb ass did to begin with. By the way, whoever...
So he's got financial stability in their future.
Right. If your text number is ends in 175, I already read your message once. Don't
yeah,
be...
Todd, it was the, stop sending us text messages.
No, no, no.
He
the
already
guy,
read it once.
It was the one guy that was like, since you guys hate long messages, here's a short one. I'm not reading that again. I just did.
You just did it again, too, yeah.
What?
Way to do
it. What?
True story. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up on the fine program, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Visit OptimaTaxRelief.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So producer T. Scott has just pluralized... The plural of a mouse to Tyler is now mouses.
He goes, there's some mouses.
No, he said intern Trey is also afraid of mouses. Not mice.
Good job.
Mouses.
Good.
Oh, we edumacate them well around
Good
here.
Good job. Barry, did you embellish on your boo-boo peeper story? That was from All Texting, No Tweeting. No, sir. I did not embellish on that story. We also got you guys stupid, not funny. Thank you. I believe you left a word out of that incomplete sentence, but we're the dumb ones, so okay. Mm-hmm. and then, by the way, your pooper, the boo-boo peeper story was when the cameo driving pizza delivery guy said you confused the peeper. Oh, okay, this is too many words. I should have screened it. That's my bad. It's too many words. That's all texting. No,
you should have screened it.
All texting, no tweeting. Too many words. You know how I roll. Did you have anything you wanted to discuss? Because I have something I really want to talk about.
I'm not going to interrupt that. You get that out of the way. And if we have time,
well, no. I'm just referring to you. Is there something, a topic you wanted to bring up and talk about?
Well, there's a couple things that I had on my list. But
okay,
that's
well,
only
go.
Because, no, I'm fine. Go.
There's a lady, Nick. You need to pay attention to this. Pay attention really close because I think you're going to like this. All right. Famous. This is the title of the article on the Chronicle's lifestyle section. Famous San Antonio cuddling mom hosting monthly group cuddle party this weekend. So Janet Trevino, the cuddlist.com accredited professional cuddler, who grabbed headlines earlier this year, is hosting her monthly cuddle party in San Antonio on Sunday. July 9th from 4 to 7:15, guests will show up for a non-sexual event. So keep that in mind, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
This is cuddling only. You never have to cuddle with anyone you don't want to ever. That's the event's Facebook page and Eventbrite description. They are a wonderful way to experience platonic touch in a controlled environment. $29 to $40 for tickets to cuddle.
What?
$29 to $40. There's an hour-long workshop to discuss boundaries and communication. I guess there's a safe word. I don't know.
There's also 15 people who are going to skip the workshop,
yeah,
not know what not to do, and dive in, if you know what I mean.
Here's the thing. If you've got kids, you might want to change the channel. Because what I'm about to say, maybe not for the kids. But here's the thing. I'm a vibrant young man whose body still works, much like it did when I was a teenager. So if I'm cuddling with my wife, chances are someone's making an appearance, if you know what I mean. Like
love's going to rear its ugly head.
I'm going to get wood. Right? Like if
love
I spoon,
is rearing its ugly head.
If
in that
I
deal.
Spoon with my wife, I'm probably going to get wood. I will probably at some point.
And put it on
point.
The fireplace because it's cold outside.
At some point. So if I'm, let's just assume for a second that I'm not married and I'm single and I go to this cuddle party and I pay $40. I'm basically paying $40 to just get
blue balls,
a boner for no reason with a lady, just to cuddle.
Hey, I guess for some people that may be worth it, you know, $29
like going
to $40
a strip joint.
Like, that's... Yeah.
Same result, right?
I could pay $40 to spoon someone, or I could pay $40 to have someone grind on me. I think I'm going with the grinding, not the spooning. I don't want to cuddle. That's like the worst part of the whole transaction anyways, is the cuddling afterwards. Who wants to do that?
Honey, are those pillows? No, we're just cuddling.
It says in February she had racked up a clientele of 50 people and more than 220 hours of cuddle time.
Oh, boy.
Would you ever do this in your life, Nick?
No.
Would you be? Now, I'm going to ask you guys, and I know, Joel, you won't answer this, but I think Nick would answer honestly. Okay, you tell me. Would you be worried about getting a boner if you went to a cuddle party? Are you going to answer me, Joel?
I would.
Absolutely, I would.
Okay,
depending on who you're cuddling with.
You'd be worried about it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nick?
I mean, if the thing...
I totally would.
Yeah,
Unless you got a problem with your junk not working, hell yeah.
Like, only old guys. Here we go again.
Barry Warner.
I didn't say it, you did, but yeah. But I
Look,
yeah.
Laminac, I've been to a cuddle party. I annihilated that woman.
It's crazy, though. It says the boundary and communication skills, the secrets of welcome, relaxed, non-sexual touch. And they have pictures in this article of her cuddling with some dude, and they're hilarious.
What does she look like?
I mean, about $40 worth of cuddle. I don't know. I mean, she's not atrocious. She's not, I wouldn't say she's like smoking hot. But she's here. Look, she's not ugly. I'll tweet out the link to the article. But she's not like...
No, she's not bad.
Yeah, she's not gross
no.
by any stretch. I tell you what, you could get a lot grosser on the street with $40.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. But you'll probably get a lot more for your money than a cuddle party. But that's just crazy to me. A cuddle party. Something I would never, ever do.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least at a Tupperware party for $40, you take away some containers.
At least you get something out of it.
Yeah.
This is just basically you're paying to snuggle. That's insane. $40. All right. Sorry. I just wanted to bring that to the people's attention because I know guys out there like, oh, Jefe, have no one.
Good point. Now.
And need a good cuddling.
Now, he does have two palms.
It's true. We all do.
And those palms have 10 friends.
We all do.
Mm-hmm. Well, not all of us.
No?
Well, I mean, some people have to put a leg under the stall. Does that count? That means they don't have 20 digits.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It's all about the digits if you're Daryl Morey.
All right.
I'm just wrapping it up, putting a bow on it. There you go. So that does it for another week of The Usual Suspects. For all of you except for Jared from the show earlier that called Sean, we appreciate you. And we look forward to having you back again next week where we continue to roll on. It's every day. Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We are The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend and stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.